Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That guy's in his drawers.
He is. He took his pants
there's
off.
There's a soccer player in his underwear.
There's an Italian soccer
Look at, there's
player.
There's a soccer player in his underwear.
Wow.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I don't need to hear that moan in my house ever again unless it's coming from me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You bring him back, and I think also when you talk about, you know, the new style of play, there's a lot of pressure on this new assistant coach. Is McManus, is that his last
McMaines.
Name?
McManus.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so there's, you know, there's excitement.
It's unbelievable. McManus. I mean, come on, Counselor Conrad. What are we doing here?
That just crushes my soul.
It really does. All right, 5 o'clock hour, presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Was out there at the J-Town Beer Fest on Saturday, so was Grossman. We need to dive into some Grossman stories from the weekend. But yeah, we're hanging out there. They had the Cox's Cigar Lounge. You could hang out there and have a good time. And it was that festival has really grown over the years. And I'm interested to see what they will do with it. How did you enjoy your Saturday?
I had a great time.
Did you really? Now, who were you with? You were Patty Ice and Hannah.
Yeah, I was going to. I had a ticket lined up from Phil to bring a friend, but then
he bailed.
Yeah, he did. He did the
Mitch
friend
shocker.
Thing. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Wow, he just bailed. He didn't answer you?
Well, no. He answered me. Just he had to do a family dinner.
Family dinner.
Yeah. So it was. So that's actually how I ended up going to the Lou City match. He felt bad, so he got tickets to the Lou City match.
So the family dinner was done then.
Yes.
Yeah, early enough for him to go to the
soccer.
Yeah. You don't believe that, do you? Yeah. There's no way you believe it.
No, I've known this guy long enough to where
I
give him that.
You give him the benefit of the doubt.
I give him that benefit of the
doubt. Well, there you go. So, yeah, I didn't know this, but, like, Patty Ice and his girlfriend wear, like matching NASCAR stuff.
Which is incredibly on brand for Patty Ice.
Is it odd? I don't know if it's odd. I really don't.
I don't know if it's odd, but it would be odd if it wasn't Patty Ice.
Texas says, how many beers did Jack have?
I had probably 7 or 8 of the drinks out there. I had fun.
Look at you.
Oh, yeah. I was having a good time.
You had a good time. So were you known at all? Did people know who you were? You're walking around shaking hands or not yet?
Not yet. To that stage yet.
Not to that stage yet.
Hopefully one day.
Our guy Mitch did text us. Mitch said that the Cardinals won the series. Out of the break. So he says, maybe the curse is lifted. I'm like,
I couldn't even tell you who they played.
The Giants.
Okay.
San Francisco. How about that?
They're actually good, the Giants.
There you go. Look at you bending the knee over there.
Yeah.
Look at you bending the knee. I appreciate that. You being real.
Yeah, I'm real. Yeah.
437-9680. Texas says Louisville went out and got Brock Doman. That's the quarterback, isn't it? Texas says Pat for sure would have a NASCAR-themed wedding. I totally
he would
could,
do it at the Talladega Speedway.
I could see that being somewhere in Indianapolis.
Oh
like
yeah,
dirt
Luke,
track.
Yeah. Like you wouldn't do it at Indy.
No,
at the main speedway because that'd be too
commercial.
Yeah, that'd be too commercial.
And it costs too much money. I wonder if anyone's ever done that.
I'm sure someone has done.
Texas says, does Blankenbaker suddenly change course tonight and say he now loves umpires and officials because Diener's an umpire?
Yes. No, that's not the pivot. The pivot will be that Drew got every call right.
Okay, so here's the we'll talk about this for a second. You ready for this? Here we go. You'll like this. So Blankenbaker brought up on like Friday, maybe. I think it was like Friday, like literally after the shows. And I gotta be honest, it's a good idea. It's not a bad idea. But Blankenbaker brought up, why don't we, and this would have been with, you know, not a huge amount of publicity, obviously, which is why we're doing everything. I'm kidding. Is Blankenbaker said, why don't we broadcast? Why don't we broadcast? Did you know this at all going on behind the scenes? The game tonight. Yes. So you were against this.
I didn't want to work it.
Because you didn't want to work it.
And that is no offense to UofL basketball or UofL baseball or anything. It's just...
If you wanted to be on the air with Scotty D at 7 o'clock on 93.9.
Absolutely, that's what I wanted to do.
All right, so here's the deal. And he brought it up. Why don't, he goes, I'll reach out to Sean Moth. Don't shake your head. It's a good idea. It's a good idea, okay? Now, of course, it's more work for, like, me, you know, because, like, what commercials?
It would be work for you and me. That's what it would be.
Yeah, it ended up being one of those things where there's too many particulars that go into it. Like, it just there's this, like, just radio things. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just things that go into it where, you know, we needed to work some things out. And I would imagine at some point we would be able to do that.
Yeah, it would be something that we would have had to plan out, though, instead of the Friday before.
But I think, like, Sean Moth would have been good with doing it. And so here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. So it would have been something where we would have had to move Scotty D or, you know, pay an extra person to be here. And so I got thinking, while it's not a bad idea from our guy Blank, always ask yourself, what's the motivation? And you, Jack, you will love the motivation. And I don't know this, but this is my theory, okay? In one of the early texts, Blank says, I think Sean Moth would be down to do it, which, by the way, he would have done it, okay? Yeah. Okay, so I think the broadcast would have been Sean Moth. He goes, and I'll be there to help him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sean Moth doesn't need Mark's help.
Well, I know, but see, I think Blank found a way to say, you know, maybe he'd be on the air for those couple hours. How about that? That's great. It's great. And I bent the knee to him. It was well done, but it didn't happen. So there you go. So that's going to be down at, what, at Patterson at 6 o'clock tonight? There you go. There you go. You should go down there. Dinner's going to be down there. Maybe after
Scotty D if the game's still going on.
Also, speaking of baseball, this has been thrown out there, okay? And I don't know how much I'm supposed to say or not say. So we're just going to throw it out there, okay? On August 11th, Grossman, are you going to be out of town at your bachelor party?
No, I'll be back. Where you're going to have an eye patch? Yeah, I'll be back by then.
You still don't know if you're going to that, if you're able. I mean, Grossman's in a bad spot right now. Like, he literally is like, am I going to go to Vegas with an eye patch? Which would be awesome. It'd be great content for the show. I mean, you'd have a great time. On August 11th, which I think is a Wednesday.
Right.
I think it's a Wednesday.
I think if I'm able to make it work, I would be getting back that Tuesday morning.
Okay. It's a Wednesday. So on the 11th, there is Scuttle that may be out at Slugger Field. It's an ESPN Louisville night.
Oh.
Okay. And so your boy Johnny Salzman, you know, kind of threw that out there, which is fine. We can do our shows down there. I'm sure they'll offer, okay, you know, everything. But on the concourse there, and this is the uncomfortable nature of where we are. On the concourse, Salzman said, "In some, you know, the on-air personalities can be there to meet and greet."
Oh, so you're gonna have me do that?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know if you would want to do that.
Not really.
Well, I think you'd be very popular.
Yeah,
I think people would enjoy putting a face to Jack Grossman. Okay,
I think I would be shy in that situation.
Well. I don't know. And I know Diener ain't going to do it, right? Like the VP's not going to be down there. People be ripping Diener. I have a story, and I'm going to keep it holstered until Strebel gets back about this weekend, okay? And I don't want to bring it up with just you. It would ruin it. Strebel's reaction
is going to make it. I'm gonna hold this story for a week. I put it in my calendar this morning because I was going to talk about it today. You'll love it. But I think I would be maybe ripped by people. You think Mabin and Rummage are going to do it? Like, I don't know.
If it was guaranteed to only be Louisville fans, they'd do it.
Well, it's not going to be guaranteed just to be Louisville fans. So I want to – how does that work at ESPN? How does that work at ESPN Louisville if we have a meet and greet? Like, Locke back in the day, Lachlan McClain would have done it.
Yes, he would have been the one.
He would have had his glossies and his Sharpies with different colors. He would have done this.
He would have had all the photos ready to go.
No, he would have done this. He would have. Texter says you need to wear the patch. Absolutely.
Yes.
Wear the patch to Vegas. Texter says Blank would have been the off-field reporter and just sat in the coach's dugout. Texter says Blank is 100% trying to get Diener to let him umpire for an inning tonight. Texter says Blank gets it, man. I swear the dude is always wheeling and dealing. He was trying to get on the air with Sean Moth. I give him credit. It was going to be like a two-hour broadcast. Were they playing seven innings, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long that takes. I mean, I don't have any idea. Texas says, I want to bet on Jack in the hot dog eating contest. Does anyone have odds or know a bookie that would take one?
If there's a will, there's a way when it comes to gambling.
Texas says, what has Beard won? Everybody is overhyping him. There we go. Is that Strebel? Is that Strebel from vacation? Texas says, do we have any updates on Big Rig? No. I haven't heard from him today at all.
Neither have I.
Not at all. Texas says, people are cowards. They won't rip you to your face. It's easier to hide behind a phone and a text line. Not all of them. And that's part of my story from this weekend. I want to save it. You're going to like this.
I want to hear it. I'll have to wait.
You have to wait. You'll have to wait. People will forget. 437-9680. Jack, how are we going to talk about Jalen Duren if he doesn't go to Kentucky? Because we've had two people on now. And the theory is that Kentucky basketball has a chance with him. And I don't believe it. I personally don't believe it. And what I think is going to happen here, my theory on what's going to happen with this kid is it's going to become the next James Wiseman or Cade Cunningham. That's what I think's going to happen.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Hello. 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 This is Coach Petrino.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I guess whatever town that, Missouri State is in where Bobby Petrino now coaches, whatever that newspaper is there, like he's on the front of the newspaper this weekend, like, go get your vaccine. It's unbelievable.
Is he actually?
No, he does this thing where he humbles himself for a little time just to con the next group. I don't know if he's going to be able to do it this time.
I would love to hear a Bobby Petrino get vaccinated PSA.
He had one not too long ago. Yeah.
I may have to try to find this.
He absolutely had one. Hey, if you want to watch Jack and the Hot Dog Eating Contest, you got sports, you got football coming up in 50-some-odd days, you need to be ready with RGB Home Theaters. You can find them online right now, rgbhometheaters.com. They'll price match the big box stores, anything from TVs, projectors, the complete theater systems. Outdoor setups are so very popular right now. Security setups and much, much more. Find out about what they can offer and how they can help you today. RGB, red, green, blue, rgbhometheaters.com. Make sure you're set up there. And they hooked us up. Double D got his system all ready to go. I have not heard from Drew, so I would imagine he's down there on the field warming up, if you will.
Do we want to try to call him?
Nah, it's so close to showtime, right? Isn't it? I don't know. Isn't it close to showtime? 5:36? I don't know. Taxer Jack sounds like he drinks Smirnoff Ice.
No, not really.
Well, what'd be wrong with that? Get iced.
I don't know. I've just never done it. Maybe I should try it. Maybe I'd like it.
Save that. Just save that. Taxer says, is Strebel the pork chop? I'm confused. Yes. Texas says, did Nick Valvano say he was full or a fool? I'm not sure which
full.
One. Yes, I know. The guy's being mean to you. Give me Sankey. Okay, give me Sankey real quick. Greg Sankey today met with the media, getting ready for SEC Media Days day one under... I don't say underway, but I think Beamer was the last guy to go, which would have been where Scott Satterfield would have been day one, end of day one, right? He would have been today. Today was
would have been prime time.
Today would have been the Satterfield day, not prime time, not Monday, the first one to go. But anyway, here we go. The NCAA needs to be better dealing with what Louisville has dealt with, and even Auburn in the SEC or LSU in the SEC. Strong words from Greg Sankey. A narrative out there that he's fed up with the NCAA. Go ahead.
In December, I sent a lengthy letter to the NCAA Division I Council. My purpose was to identify and make observations around the NCAA's enforcement and infractions process that I felt had to be addressed sooner rather than later. And in each observation, I offered at least some form of suggestion to help guide us forward. Perhaps not perfect suggestions, but something to be considered. Because we need to be clear, those accused of violations deserve a fair and timely outcome. And those who compete against those accused of violations deserve that same fair and timely outcome. And the national process for accountability must focus on issues of primary importance with cases resolved in the most timely manner possible.
And I appreciate those comments coming from Greg Sankey. I was a little disappointed he wasn't even stronger, and here's why. Today in SI, and I want to preface all of this with what I said in the early 3 o'clock hour, in 437-9680 if you want to get in, 437-9680. And that is, I want to believe that Greg Sankey really starting the conversation, because Greg Sankey talking in the SEC, he's talking to his ADs and presidents. Like, it moves up in the ladder, okay? That Greg Sankey is now talking for the SEC. And I don't know if you read this, Jack, but Ross Dellinger wrote the piece today that in May, during a virtual conference or a conference call with the football coaches, I mean, Dan Mullen, Mark Stoops, all of them, Greg Sankey spoke with such discontent for the NCAA that his tone startled many of those listening. Did you read this? By any chance, you did read this, didn't you?
Yeah.
He says, quote, a listener says, quote, he was hot, he ain't happy. He was crushing the NCAA over things that obviously the NCAA or the SEC doesn't agree with. He's frustrated with the governing body, and that continued over the last several weeks. And today I thought he was nice. Today I thought he gave you, hey, there are positives within the NCAA. He's not happy about the decision-making group, the lack of transparency, the Board of Governors, the resistance to change, the enforcement committee that we've seen be so bad only to pass the buck to somebody else and have them, the IARP, be worse.
Somehow.
You could argue. Yeah, I mean, you
somehow can, even slower.
Yes, you can make that. Greg Sankey was in talking about the college football playoff that is going to grow here soon. Not this year, but next year, right? Like, we're going to have an expanded playoff. Now, you may say, well, of course, there's money to be made. Fill in the blank. The Pac-12's tired of being left out. The Big 12 or somebody else's, the little guy in the group of five is tired of being left out. All of those things are valid. But remember, Greg Sankey came out and said it ought to be a model for the NCAA to follow on how to be flexible, on how to be able to make a decision and not have it take. The NCAA passing the IARP and all of that nonsense, that's them not wanting to make a decision. That's what that is. You ever go out to dinner with your wife? You can't make a damn decision on where to go to eat? That's this. Oh, God, I hate that. I hate that conversation. And we have it far too often in the Sweeney household. But that's how they don't want to make a decision. Nah, we'll kick it down the road. And so I want to believe that Greg Sankey is going to be that his anger, that his frustration, whatever it may be, that it's real. I want to believe that not only is it real, that it's something that he and others are going to join together and act on, and it's going to result in something. And I say all of that, and I just don't know. I mean, Greg Sankey is as good of a warrior as you can have. The SEC commissioner, I would imagine Jim Phillips and the ACC and others will stand with them. And that is, the Power Five needs to be treated differently. That is, we don't need to be 4 or 5 years down the road and still figuring out what to do to Louisville and Kansas and Bruce Pearl and Auburn and Will Wade and everybody else. And like, we all get that. We all can rally around that. But man, I said this in the 3 o'clock hour. It reminds me of Kanye West. Kanye West has a new album coming out soon here. Grossman, I know you don't care about that at all, okay? But he's very popular, okay?
I'm aware that he's popular.
And he used to put out heaters back in the day.
He used to be good.
He used to put out heaters, and now I got him, doing sleigh bells and drums for 3 hours, doing gospel music, trying to pass it off as art. It's been garbage. It has. And I'm not buying it again. His album may be good this weekend. I'm not buying in. And that's how I feel with this. I want to buy in. I want to believe that Greg Sankey saying this ain't right. And now there's multiple occasions behind the scenes privately where Greg Sankey is really, really questioning the NCAA. Great. I hope other conference commissioners continue to do so. We know that conference commissioners have to be the ones that are saying things. Now, you could have LSU come out and bag on the NCAA. You could have Louisville bag on the NCAA. Or you can have your conference commissioner do that in a very public way. Why are you smiling over there? Go ahead. Why is Jack Grossman smiling?
Someone texted me about the hot dog eating contest.
What'd they say?
You better win. And I was like, I will try.
Well, now you have too much going on now. You're going to choke.
I agree.
You're going to embarrass yourself.
I'm scared of choking, yes.
Like really choking or
no,
just not being
no,
very good?
Not being very good.
You're going to be nervous for this hot dog eating contest.
I am.
Oh, Crane. And you're going to be out on the field, too.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, yeah,
I'm excited.
But they didn't do that last time.
No, it was off to the side.
So this will be between game one and two, right?
Yes.
Well, game one's not starting until like 5:30.
Correct.
Is it a 9-inning game?
7-inning.
It can't. Okay, that's what I was about
to say.
It'll
be like 7:30, 7:45-ish.
Okay. I'm trying to decide how I want to be involved in this. I get
how do you want to be involved?
Well, no, if I want to be there. If I want to be there, not involved, I do not want to be involved.
Well, yeah,
I don't want to eat the hot dogs.
I know what I mean involved is like obviously you don't want to be eating the hot dogs.
No. Texas says the Kanye take is the best you've ever had on the show. Thank you. That's all I'm saying is I want to buy in. I want to believe that Greg Sankey is going to invigorate everyone else in the room into improving some of these things. I am not saying that Louisville needs to be in the clear or Bruce Pearl or whatever it may be. I am not letting those off the hook. What I'm saying is, I mean, let's get it going. And it's ridiculous. And I mean, listen, I want to believe that Greg Sankey saying that means something. Unfortunately, I'm not going to totally buy it. He also talked about today, we played this live on the V Show, how to deal with games affected by COVID. I believe this is now a discussion that will be part of the analysis going into the season. And the SEC, much like the NFL, they're going to move on. I mean, the players have to be healthy. If they're not, you know, you're going to have to forfeit games. We're not moving games to the back end of the year. Here was Greg Sankey earlier today on that.
So let's just indicate like the realities we deal with. You hope not to have disruption, but hope is not a plan, is the great cliche. We still have roster minimums that exist, just like last year. What I've identified for consideration among our membership is we remove those roster minimums and you're expected to play as scheduled. That means your team needs to be healthy to compete. And if not, that game won't be rescheduled. And thus, to dispose of the game, the forfeit word comes up at this point. That's not a policy, and what you see are the bookends now for decision making. We've not built in the kind of time we did last year, particularly at the end of the season, to accommodate disruption. And unless we're going to do that, our teams are going to have to be fully prepared to play their season as scheduled, which is why embedded in my remarks is the vaccination motivation.
Yeah, so I think that is not surprising. That's probably the ACC and other conferences, and maybe, you know, the Big 12 was last week. Maybe they said something. I think there's a number of things here. I think Greg Sankey is coming at this very cut and dry, a lot like the NFL is here. These organizations are seeing, this is my belief, that they're playing their hand that you can't be half pregnant. What are you smiling at over there? He's still smiling. You're beaming right now.
I'm just sitting back and listening right now.
Well, there you go. By the way, Nick Valvano was supposed to be at the Gas Bags game on next Wednesday night.
Well, we have an actual logistical station thing that we have to figure out with that.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think you know what it is.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure that out. Let's talk about that off there. I didn't even think about such a thing. Anyway, yes, who's going to run LSL? There it is. Who's going to run LSL? That's the logistical thing we need to worry about. Anyway, with the COVID stuff, I think they view it as, we can't be making exceptions. Where does this start? Where does this end? In other words, the conversation here is also going to be, and it's centered around, quite frankly, if you haven't been vaccinated and you're a player and like you're going to have different rights here, and if you didn't get vaccinated, your team's not going to be able to limp the game to the end of the year. Sorry about your luck. And that is one way to deal with it. Now, I do think, and we have seen this already, whether it be variants or whatever it may be, that vaccinated people can get ill as well. And so that, like, that's going to be interesting to watch, because the person who's vaccinated is going to say, hey, I'm vaccinated, even though they got it in there out of the game for the weekend. And I've kind of been like throughout the show, back and forth on what I think about this, right? Because last year, the teams were affected, and it was one of those things where I think fans were willing to put up with quite a bit. I think Louisville basketball fans got fatigued of it, and they saw what was going on in the win-loss column or losing opportunities that were not going to be made up. Like, I think Louisville fans wanted to probably blame somebody.
But they went up in the net during the COVID pause, Andy.
Well, but then they came back from going up in the net, and then they lost a bunch of games, and that's what did it. But yes, for a period of time, we did have the conversations for 2 weeks. Hey, the less basketball you're playing, your numbers are looking better and better. But the point of that was you had to win on the back end, and then they lost so many damn games on the back end that it negated the pause, if you will. This is the only way you can do it. It is the only way. And how fan bases and media and you asking the players if they're vaccinated, like this is all going to become very public in how we talk about this. I was interested in if this would rear its ugly head again going into football season. And I'm feeling, Jack, that it is that it's going to a little bit here. I don't know if we're going to have the local teams, or if Clemson, Miami or North Carolina is an affected game. Like, I don't know if we're going to end up with that sort of stuff. But this is going to become very public: who is vaccinated and who ain't vaccinated, and who's missing games.
And how's that? Not that it'll really affect any of the local schools, but how is it going to affect like the college football playoff? Like, what if Clemson has a
too bad?
Yeah, what? Yeah,
no, it's too bad. You can't. That's the point here. They can't be half pregnant here, because
last year they were.
It has to be right. It has to be last year. But last year was the conversation of should we have played some of these games. That's not a conversation any longer. If your guys are not, I mean, there's a sense of here's the issue. There's a sense of you didn't get vaccinated, or you didn't care enough to be safe as an entity, so you're going to have to forfeit, right? And I think I don't know the amount of listeners that are like cheering, that are saying, hell yeah, SEC, hell yeah, NFL. The NFL has been very vocal about if you're vaccinated, here's what, you need to be at 80%. If not, here's the set of rules that you and the unvaccinated people are going to have to deal with. This could get, I'm just saying, watch this story as it gets cold. Watch this story as it's things that we really care about, which is football, more so than
around here, college basketball.
The Yankees Red Sox being postponed on a Thursday or a Friday night. Not something that here is, by the way, I mean, the New York Yankees have no vaccinated players. I'm convinced they have no one. I'm convinced none of them are. I think they've all got COVID three times.
It's like their third outbreak.
No, it's like everyone, like coaches, players, dugout guys, traveling crew, like no one's vaccinated anyway. Like none of them. And so that as a talking point, handling the blame that's going to be there. If Kentucky or Louisville lose a game where important players are not there or coaches are not there, that's not a, hey, you sprained your ACL, you're out, you're not. Chris Rodriguez, I hate to single out a player, isn't able to play, okay, because of an ankle, because of an arm, concussion, whatever it may be. That's not how people are going to view this. They're going to view it, well, too bad you didn't get vaccinated, bleep off. And that's how they should feel. Some people feel that way, but not everyone feels that way.
I think
way.
If a guy is vaccinated and he gets it, I think you view it a little bit differently, right?
Yes, and I would imagine they would be screaming that from the hilltops.
That's kind of how you know who's going to have it and who's
not
going to have it.
I think, like I said, that's how it becomes very public. So I think everyone's going to do that. There's nothing else you can. I mean, there's really no other way to play it. I say like I'm giving Greg Sankey some big round of applause. There's no other way you're going to play it. I mean, you got to treat Vanderbilt the way you treat Florida. If not, you'll bend the rules for Florida, and you won't for Vanderbilt.
I mean, you do remember? Yeah, that's exactly what the SEC would do.
that's what the Big Ten would do.
Well, that's what the Big Ten did.
That's what the Big Ten did.
I saw Indiana fans whining about it.
I was
on the Ohio State side of it.
I saw Indiana fans whining about it.
Maybe Indiana should have beat Ohio State. They'll be down 35-7.
There you go. Texas says schools may make mandatory vaccines since the Supreme Court ruled in favor of IU on the mandatory vaccines. That's a hot button issue as well. But Indiana, I guess they won that, right, for the most part?
Yes.
Yeah, so there you go. I don't know where that stands with, like, Louisville or Kentucky or IUS or any of them. I really don't know, but we shall see. All right, we got to get out of here. Good stuff today. Jackie boy, what do we have coming up next in the bonus hour? Anything vital? What do we have?
Great question. We have something from Diener, something from Missile and Pratt, and something from us.
Oh, you guys. Oh, Lord. All right, bonus hour, Reds baseball at 6:40. Scotty D at 7 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville. We're back at it tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Have a good night.
Just follow the coach in this case.
In terms of Cal's not going to catch heat for it. Does that make sense?
Should Cal be catching heat?
I don't know. From some, he will. From Lockheed, he would. Yes. No. From some, he will. And Strebel might even have. Listen, by being this all in, they have put themselves in the midst of catching heat if they don't get the kid, right? It's one reason why I didn't buy all of the chemistry stuff with Oscar Tshiebwe playing alongside Kofi Coburn, right? I didn't buy that. Maybe the Kentucky guys are saying, hey, this is a junior in high school. The other guy in Kofi Coburn is a grown man who's been putting up double-doubles all over college basketball last year. That may be the case. But Calipari didn't get as much heat for Wiseman, and he didn't get any for Cade. He didn't get any for Cade, right? And some of when I say any, I'm not saying 0%. I'm saying it was just a tiny few, if you will.
It was a rare exception.
Yes, yeah. That held that against him. And so I don't know what to do with this story this week. Because Travis Branham, that's the one we may need to cut. Travis Branham thinks that in the next, what do you say, week? That in the next, is that what you cut or was it Ben Roberts? I can't remember what you told me during the break.
It was Travis that I cut.
But do you wanna,
I have two different.
Do you want to play? What do you have? What do you have of him?
I have him saying that there's that Kentucky's in the mix, and then I have the one where he's talking about how he has like the mindset of maybe going to the G League and that type of stuff.
All right, give me the first one. Kentucky in the mix for Jalen Duren. I have no idea how to talk about this because it will be written off as James Wiseman if he doesn't go.
My read right now is it's very close, and we honestly could be a week, maybe less than that, away from his decision. He said he was thinking about doing it after Peach Jam, which ends on Sunday, obviously. They're going to have a good chance of going at the championship. So it could come any time after that. So we're coming down the final terms here. It is very, very close, in my opinion, obviously with Kentucky. I personally don't think John Calipari and the staff would be following him around and chasing him around Peach Jam if they didn't think they had a realistic chance. I personally think that the current leaders are Memphis, Miami, and the G League. I think Kentucky is right there, and it's going to come down to the wire. It is too close to call at this point for me.
And all of that is fine. Texas says he's soon to be coach 0-4, and I appreciate that. How is this different than Marcus Carr? And I don't know how much different it is.
Well, it is interesting from the standpoint of, you know, I'm not saying either one is right or wrong, but when it's Louisville, that's one of your first great thunderings there.
That's one of your first great ones where you just barreled in right there.
You know, we made it a full, what is today? July 19th?
You haven't really had much, but right there, you barreled, you ran me over. Sorry. You did. No, finish your point. I don't remember what I was even saying.
But the conversation around Louisville is they put themselves out there. They committed to trying to get Marcus Carr, and that's good that we know that they are publicly admitting that they need another guard. And then with Kentucky, it's they're exposing themselves to where if they don't get Durin, they get crushed. I'm not saying one is right and the other is wrong. I just find it interesting.
I don't know if that is the case. I think Kentucky – is Chris Mack being crushed? Chris Mack's not being crushed.
I think
who? I mean, Louisville fans aren't – they're making excuses. I don't see the reaction on Marcus Carr. And we talked about this an hour
– right,
I
because
forget,
they're doing
the show.
Things of their
– well, no. Yeah. 2 weeks ago, Marcus Carr was a discussion that Louisville fans were saying, it's Texas or Louisville. Louisville basketball wins. Go get your playmaker, Chris Mack. But that's not how – those same people that said that, Grossman, 14 days later, don't feel the same today.
Right, and that's my point. But we talked about in the first hour how – you know, it how we like that Mack and the staff kind of publicly said we need another guard. Whereas Cal is kind of doing the same thing with this with Jalen Durin going all in on him. But if they miss Durin, it's Cal getting crushed for missing Durin. In theory.
I don't know what the reaction is going to be with Jalen Durin. I got to be honest. I don't know what the reaction is going to be.
Do you think Cal should get crushed if they don't get Durin?
Well, no. I think Cal is opening. I think he should receive appropriate criticism, yes. But I don't know. I'm being cowardly. I don't know what that is. Does that make sense?
Because, I mean, it's always the discussion of, well, you know, it's hard to get the top guy. Well, Cal used to be able to get the top guy. Year in, year out, and if he misses on Durin, that would be, you know, three cases in the last 3 years of Wiseman, Cunningham, and Durin. That's a trend.
Yeah. No, well,
that's a trend of not getting the top guy.
Listen, I think if Locke were here, that's exactly what he would be saying.
Yeah, I feel so much like Locke right now. But if that was, I thought Orlando Antigua was supposed to be the fix to that, to get back to getting those guys.
The pivot will be, well, that's for next year.
Yes.
The pivot will be, that's for 2022. No, I don't think Chris Mack is getting beat up very much over Marcus Carr. I think the Louisville fans laid the sword down and said it's Texas. I think that's how that went, right? Whether you like it or not, that's my read of the situation. There has not been a bunch of shows done around here anywhere, right? About Chris Mack flubbing it against Marcus Carr in Texas. I don't see that at all. I think for Kentucky, you can rely on the pivots will be the roster. But what I find interesting, and here's what now I have been told to believe. This is the reason I bring it up. I have been told to believe, 437-9680, it's the take on a Monday. I have been told to believe that Cal is all in here, okay? They did get the kid on campus, which does mean something, okay? That Kentucky has been upfront and aggressive with their name, image, and likeness, and they feel like they're right there, not only from rumors and what is out there, but by their actions. And so because of that, when you add Orlando Antigua and Chin Coleman, it's going to be that perception that you missed. I agree that for the most part, like Ross McMain, let's use Ross McMain's.
McManus.
McManus, yes. I thought I called him McManus for a second. You looked at me shocked. I'm like, wait a minute, am I Keith Pointer now? I want to find that sound. I want to play that sound if you don't mind here in just a second. But like this year, Ross McMain's for kids this year, if he were hired before, that's not where you're going to reap the benefits from him. It's going to be next year, and it's going to be next year, especially if your offense is good. If it is an up-tempo offense, and if you can imagine, hey, let's put someone more talented in there than Jared West, right? No offense to him or whatever it may be. And now, no, Chris Mack's going to have to go get some of those guys. And Marcus Carr, that was part of the conversation, Marcus Carr or somebody else, right? So that's kind of the thought process. Orlando Antigua and Chin Coleman, I believe they absolutely had a hand in locking up Ty Washington. I think that was going to happen anyway, but there's no doubt, and Texter says, give Coach O credit for Ty. That's what I'm doing right here. That's what I'm doing. Now, that relationship had obviously been developed. Yeah, but 0-4
just doesn't sound as good as 1-4.
No. And one of those is Dior Johnson, who wasn't going to Kentucky. We're doing that as a joke, okay? That's not, I mean, he could be like 0-2. You know, we could get to 0-3. But the Kofi Coburn discussion, and like, we're going to use that against Cal here, I feel that like if Kentucky and Antigua don't get every recruit that they want, they're going to be blasted for it. The Kentucky spin will be, well, look at the roster that they have; it's pretty damn good for this year, okay. And then the kids next year, look at the list that they've offered, and look at some of the guys that they could pick up like immediately, right? That's going to be the magic trick that is done. I am interested. You could say, well, Kentucky, you go after the best players, you swing and miss. It doesn't hurt to swing and miss on Jalen Duren. If you swing and you hit, you get Jalen Duren on your team. There is a part of that, right? But then, and while I agree with that, yeah, I look on preseason top 25s and they're like 15. Like, that ain't good. Like, I'm looking at that, I'm like, okay, you're number 15 in the country, number 14 in the country. I know it's preseason. I know Kentucky could be better. They could be worse. Look at last year than that. But I'm like, that's not exactly setting the world on fire. Okay, well, you could be maybe a 4 seed, right? That's another way to look at it. I think Kentucky, here's what I think. Kentucky will receive, depending on where he goes, if he goes to Miami and there's the coaching connection that's there, this is going to be treated like James Wiseman and Cade Cunningham. This is not Zion Williamson. This is not that. This is not, I mean, there's a lot of rumors, Kentucky flubbed Jaden Hardy. It's not that. It's not, when you think of some misses that have been out there, I don't see it as that. By the way, I'm looking up, why are the New York Giants on my TV? Why don't I have Daniel Jones being sacked? Saquon Barkley doing nothing. Look at that. That's some ugly football right there.
That poor lineman they have highlighted.
Wayne Gallman. Look at Daniel Jones is getting smeared. Oh, man. How can Saquon Barkley say, I don't have an answer when I'll be able to play? Like, dude, you went out week two last year.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
This isn't 2003. You're supposed to be back by then on the ACL.
These are six-month injuries. Suck it up. There is a guy. This has to be going on right now over on 93.9. A guy texts in, I swear Chad Henney was at Michigan for 7 years. And then it says the following. Jared Carter, Deuce McAllister, Priest Holmes, Edgerrin James, Mike Allstott. What's that? What is that list of, do you think?
There's a couple running backs.
Okay,
obviously,
yeah.
Chad Henney was a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. Mike Allstott was a fullback.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out what this was.
I mean,
Texas says, yeah. Keith Pointer hates all adults that wear jerseys. Apparently, you're a tool if you do. Oh, well, I do what I want. Great. Do what you want. Texas Swinney, does Coach O get credit for Ty? Texas says, Jack, you need to speak slower so Andy can understand your takes. Texas says, Jesus Christ, Jack, cut that for the mixtape. Issel would have ended your life if you walked all over him like that.
He would have. That's why I didn't do it.
To Dan Issel.
I've been better about that, though, to my credit.
You have.
Yeah.
Texas says, it's an addiction. I disagree with this being a miss. If he doesn't come to Kentucky, scholarships are all already almost full. I think we have one left. Well, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. And it's not just an extra guy when it's the number one player in the country. You know what I'm saying? That's not it. Because it will not be celebrated that way if he ends up going to Kentucky. And I have a feeling that he's not. Texas says 437-9680. Cal said he would be ready for this year. How does Strieble and UK have lowered standards? Well, the magic trick that's been done here is Kentucky's went after so many of these guys at the end that it's changed the way I think people perceive their roster. If you know, I mean, I don't know how long ago, Jack, a month ago, you know, when Mitch was still here, if they would have stopped then and the Jalen Duren discussion was never out there in Kentucky.
And Kofi Coburn never happens.
And Kofi
if
Coburn.
It just ends with after they get Mintz.
It just, Davion Mintz comes back. You know, Cal's always willing to leave scholarship or scholarships on the table. He does not mind that. We know how he shortens his rotation. Absolutely. It wouldn't be something that would even be, it would be Cal revenge tour, would it not? That's what it was. That's exactly what it would be. By the way, we need to do this, Jack. I meant to do this during the break, but it needs probably, you know, 20 minutes of research or whatever. Travis Branham was on with 24/7, was on last segment with us, and he made the point. Doing a left turn here. He made the point that kids around 150-ish are in danger of not being like maybe some of the guys that are on some bigger power fives, right? And it made me think who Louisville or even Indiana has had that would fit that mold. Like, I don't know where it was Gabe or, you know, the guy, Vander Huijsen got let out of his commitment. None of them were that low, were they? A couple of them that low?
I don't think any of this. I think Nickelberry might have been in, like, the 120s or something.
Okay.
In the Super 6. I know. On the Indiana side,
Rob. And he moved down, did he not?
He kept moving down.
Where did Nickelberry eventually end up? Where was it? Where did Josh Nickelberry end up? Continue with your point. Josh Nickelberry.
Yeah, I know Rob Finnessy in Indiana was in like the 140-ish range, as was Armand Franklin. Archie lived in that range.
We gotta find out who he's a part of. Josh Nickelberry, why can we not remember this? Oh goodness, where did he transfer to?
LaSalle.
I knew it was so. He was a step down, yep. Right?
Yep, and it is loading on the page. He was 4-star. He actually finished 101 in the composite, so he popped back up a little bit at the end.
Save that for the mixtape. Texas says, let's see, 437-9680. Coach O has mellowed. He is the primary reason Kofi isn't at UK. He was previously cutthroat. Now he cares about what's best for Kofi. Texas says Kentucky will land Shadeen Sharp. Is that how you say it? Who will probably be the number one player once Duren reclassifies. That's probably the case. 437-9680. Strebel better bend the knee to Chris Beard sooner rather than later. Yeah, I don't know if he's ever going to do that, man.
So Weathers was 125 and Kuslaz was, you know, take a guess at what Slezinski was ranked.
188.
320th.
Okay, but see, here's the thing.
That's not in that range.
Well, yeah, but that was. It's not only that it wasn't in that range, but I think that is a guy that. Well, what did Louisville do when he was here starting?
Nothing.
And where did he go? Iona. Yeah. I mean, that tells you what you need to know. Where did Josh Nickelberry ultimately end up? LaSalle.
And then, this year, Big Wiz was 148.
Yeah.
Trainer 132, and Dre Davis 117.
Okay. And Dre Davis, you think, gets less time than he did last year?
I'd agree with that.
We would agree with that. And Big Wiz is not going to play? I mean, they brought in a JUCO player, so he wouldn't have to play.
Right.
Well, I mean, rankings don't always say what the story is, but they do matter on the perception on the basketball side on what his thoughts. So that was interesting when Branham said, hey, you know, the top 150 kids, some of those guys on the back end there are going to be thinking, hey, I'm going to have to go to, you know, a LaSalle and then work my way up instead of going to a Louisville, developing for a couple years. If I were interested in Indiana, it'd probably be something worth talking about with them, but I'm not sure I am. Texas says,
Lance Thomas, remember him? He was 120.
Oh, yeah. Look what happened to him. He went to Memphis, and then anyone have any idea where Lance Thomas is?
No.
I have no idea.
This is a sad thing. At the bottom, because I got to the 2018 class where obviously Louisville had nothing because there was the coaching changes and all that. Three of Louisville's top four commits never actually played for the school.
Right. Oh,
of
yeah.
Of all time. Because, yes, obviously, you know, Brian Bone, number three.
Yeah.
Sebastian Telfair, number two. And Amir Johnson, number four.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Texas says, Jack, you'll be a disgrace if you lose to Andrew Chernoff.
if nothing else, my goal is I have to at least beat Chernoff, right?
Yeah, in the hot dog eating contest. Yeah. I mean, yeah,
that would please. Be, love Chernoff, but that would be embarrassing, right? I think Nick right now is like trying to pump me up and slow playing me because he's trying to do. I'm sick. I think I only have 5 dogs max, was a text he sent to me.
Wait, Nick Valvano thinks he can only eat 5 hot dogs right now?
Yeah, he goes, I had a pork chop and I'm full. I'm like, I think Nick is trying to play me right now.
I ate a pork chop and I'm full?
Yes.
What the hell does that mean? When did he do that? Today?
Yeah, so he goes,
We sent Nick home because he wasn't feeling well. That's why he wasn't on the V-Show. So he ate a pork chop to feel better?
Yes, he said, oh no, he said, I ate one pork slider when I came home and I'm full.
Texter says, will Chernoff actually be rooting for everyone else in the contest? Texter, better recruiting Mac or Satterfield? Mac. Texas says, is Dre's brother a stud? I feel like a lot of people have been talking about him. Oh, yeah, no, he's a beast. Perrin loves him. Perrin, he loves him. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. 437-9680, last break. We'll wrap things up. We got you to 6 o'clock, bonus hour, and then Reds baseball coming up next.